Chapter 3, Choosing the Right Advisors. So don't go to war without wise guidance. Proverbs 24:6, NLT. Jerry launched his business 35 years ago. When he started, his wife did the books, and his close friend took care of the office. Jerry handled sales. To get rolling, Jerry found an attorney, Bob, from his local Rotary Club, to handle the incorporation. His accounting work was handled by Mitch, the CPA who did his personal returns. As the company grew, Jerry brought on other advisors. A financial consultant came on to handle the company 401k, and a life insurance guy came on for key man insurance. Over the years, the advisory team responded to Jerry's requests and needs. Bob the attorney handled contracts, small acquisitions, and a few small lawsuits, and even drafted a trust when Jerry and his wife went on an international trip. The financial advisors handled a small IRA for Jerry, but otherwise the bulk of Jerry's estate was tied up in the family business. Jerry appreciated their loyalty in sticking with him in the building and growing of his business. So when a private equity firm approached Jerry about buying his company, he turned to his longtime advisors for assistance. Jerry pondered the idea of hiring a professional firm to market and sell his business, but when the initial purchase price came in, he soon forgot that idea. However, the potential sale brought new questions. How would the sale affect his employees? What would he do after the sale? What would the tax implications be? How would the sale affect his son, who was a mid-level manager? After the sale, how would his financial picture be altered? Could he afford his long-sought-after fishing cabin? As the transaction began to unfold, he found the speed dizzying. Worse, he found himself being confronted by a bevy of unfamiliar terms and countless decisions. Among his advisory team, he sensed tension in working together. Bob the attorney asserted himself as the leader and blocked the other advisors from access to Jerry unless he was present. Mitch, the CPA, wanted and needed to address Jerry's tax implications. Bob, as general practitioner, began digging into a charitable remainder trust as a tax reduction strategy, although he had never actually drafted one. Jerry's life insurance guy was touting purchasing a new whole life policy as a means of sheltering income, and his IRA advisor was further suggesting a large lump sum contribution. Meanwhile, Jerry remained foggy about his future, let alone that of his son, but feared losing the opportunity for a big payday. The deal closed. And the reality of escrows, holdbacks, contingent liabilities, and earnouts began hitting home. These were terms Jerry had heard as the deal progressed, but had never fully digested. He questioned Bob, the attorney, about why these issues hadn't been negotiated harder, and why these surprises were occurring now. Bob was moody and defended himself. After all, hadn't he always been loyal to Jerry? Mitch, the CPA, also surprised him with a much bigger tax bill. And when the premiums for the new life insurance policy came in, he second-guessed himself about whether the policy had been a good idea. Jerry's son had stopped talking to him because it looked like the new management team was going to supplant the old one. Jerry wondered what had gone wrong. He had the cash, but not everything he had imagined. Unfortunately, Jerry's situation is all too real. We have worked on too many transactions where the business owner concludes this most important sale with his day-to-day business advisors. It is not safe to assume that your regular advisors are the ones best equipped to bring the transaction home. While we are not suggesting that business owners should abandon those with whom they have built long-term relationships, we do strongly encourage owners first to assess the character and capability of their advisory team. The first trait in a qualified advisor is humility. An advisor with humility recognizes when he or she is not skilled in a particular aspect of a transaction. That same humility also gives the advisor the ability to recommend or bring in other advisors with specific skill sets for the transaction. A second key trait is the ability to collaborate and work with others. There are few advisors who can be the single-point solution for a seller because of the complexities of a deal, let alone the human elements of a transaction.